Jack Sandrich mit In the Fog, In the Flame. Heute Abend spielt die Künstlerin aus Australien im schönen Fluxbau. Jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über wütende Australier und Shitstorms wegen einer aus unserer Sicht sehr, sehr guten Coverversion von John Farnham. Wir sprechen über Machos im Musikbusiness und erste Eindrücke der Stadt, die sie heute zum ersten Mal als Musikerin besucht. Privat ist sie schon in Berlin gewesen, heute aber findet das erste Back Sandwich Konzert hier in Berlin statt und sie ist bei mir im Studio. Hello once again.
Hello.
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 How are you doing today, Back?
I've had too many coffees.
The first song interview on this very station. So how's traveling been?
It's been good. Cool. My phone's broken. My laptop's broken. My shoes are breaking.
Sounds like a trip back into the 80s, kind
of. I know.
No technology involved anymore.
Getting lost in Berlin.
Yeah, having to ask for directions.
I know. The taxi driver didn't like me very much.
He didn't like you?
No, I didn't know where I was going, but that's okay.
Yeah, but the thing with taxi drivers in Berlin is they don't like anybody.
That's true.
They hate the world. I think that's the first thing that they have to provide when they ask for a taxi driver's license.
Do you hate the world?
And they'd be like, yes, okay, go for it.
Qualified.
Congratulations on your 2017 EP In the Fog and into that song we've just listened to. We love that very song so much.
Well, thank
you. Because it has there's a certain approach in there, a certain sound philosophy that I really, really love. And I've read that the record had been done for more than a year or so before you were able to put it out. How hard is that part of your job, the waiting part, the waiting for the companies to finally put stuff out?
Well, funnily, I was putting it out myself and I am not the most patient person. So I thought it was pretty painful, but I wanted to make sure I was, you know, putting it out when it felt right and all of that kind of stuff. So
so it was your decision to wait and wait and wait.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it must have been a kind of a schizophrenic situation
because
on the one hand, you want to put it out immediately. And on the other hand, you know that there might be reasons for record companies to wait a little bit and do the promo thing first.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure the timing was right and I had the right people around me. And yeah, it seemed to work out okay. Here I am in Germany. So
that worked.
I can't complain.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And I really think it's a wise idea to decide things like that on your own, especially nowadays when, you know, the whole I'm going to make a lot of money with selling record stuff is like a thing from the past already.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
It's cool to kind of like decide stuff on your own now, because it would be worse if you fail with something that has been a compromise with some company.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's your happiness.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of happiness and people in Australia who weren't happy at all, I've read about the clever, I've listened to the version of John Farnham's You're the Voice before I read the story that happened to you with that version. I was like, because I knew the song, obviously, from back when. I'm old enough to know the song from back when. I was listening to that song as a kid and I loved that song. And I listened to your cover version. I was like, yeah, that's a super brilliant approach. It's clever. It's unique. You know, it's her own version. Version of that song, and I was like, that's a good cover version because there's more ideas in there than if you just cover the song, you know, if you just take the chords and play them and do the same thing that John Farnham did.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would one do? But the Australians, they kind of like went into a rage.
Because yeah, they're very angry.
They put you in the center of a shitstorm.
I'm kind of happy though. It means there's no mean people at my shows. I was trying to think of a nice word. I was like, yeah.
You can curse on German radio,
right.
Actually.
There's no dickheads at my shows.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that was a good way to sort them out.
Yeah.
But it must have been shocking to realize that some people were still John Farnham's diehard fans.
Oh, totally.
Because, I mean, they took fandom like a bit too seriously, I think.
Yeah, I think the moment people started commenting on my hair and my eyebrows, I was like, all right, guys, you need to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people forget that musicians just want to have fun with covers.
Yeah.
And for me, I never want to replicate anything and just copy a version. So
but that's another interesting fact that you just mentioned, is the fact that people were talking about the way you look and hiding that critique behind a behind the idea that I don't like her version of the song, but it actually was like a sexist attack kind of, for sure.
Yeah, I got so many messages that were like, stab her in the throat or burn her eyebrows, and I'm like, what?
That's so strange because from our point of view, you know, with artists like Courtney Barnett and Alice Leahy and all those great female artists from Australia, we were thinking like, oh, well, there's a big feminist scene over there. And I think the Australian guys in general, they kind of like...
Not happy.
Support the whole thing, but it's something different is happening over there as well.
Yeah, there's so many great female artists right now in Australia, and I think some dudes aren't happy about it.
Maybe they're a bit intimidated.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, like, all of those females that you listed, Courtney and Alex and, you know, a bunch of others, they're saying, you know, standing by what they say, and I think that's really cool. But maybe they want women to take up less space or not be as assertive or something, you know?
I don't get it. Because I really was thinking about what would have happened if the same cover version of John Farnham's song would have been made by a guy, you know? Because they wouldn't go for the eyebrow and lipstick, you know? They wouldn't go for the looks. And that's what I found really shocking, actually.
Yeah, it was definitely very shocking. But luckily, I have a sense of humor. And I was kind of like, all right, guys. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So good to not have you on my shows. Thank you for not liking me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of stoked, though, when people don't like what I'm doing, you know? Like, I don't want everyone to like it because I think that's boring.
I mean, I think it's super important to polarize, right?
Yeah. That's what art's meant to do.
If you're an artist who gets hate and love, it's much better than to get a mediocre reaction.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what Beck Sandridge does, it's okay, I think.
Yeah.
That would be the worst thing.
Yeah,
actually.
Totally, for sure.
So is there a recipe for you to get out of a shitstorm? Is there something that you used, a technique that you used to get your mind over these assholes?
I probably just ate lots of chocolate, to be honest.
Okay.
Ate lots of chocolate, spoke to my mum on the phone lots, hung out with good people. I don't know. Like, to be honest, like, I think I'm just kind of like, yeah, as I said, I don't want people to always love what I'm doing. So for me, I kind of took it as a compliment, which is probably not what I should have done.
Actually, I love your hate.
Keep it coming.
I dig that. I really do that. But I mean, maybe that's a good recipe.
I don't know.
Some chocolate. Talk to people who
good people
and unconditionally love you, like your moms and dads, and maybe some good friends.
Yeah,
and they'll tell you that most of these people who are putting their energy into shitstorms are like,
I don't want to be their pals anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're pretty, I think they lead a pretty boring life. So why be friends with them? What are your next steps, though?
My next steps.
Yeah. What's your plan for, I mean, tonight's show, you're playing solo?
Yeah. Tonight in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow I go to Amsterdam. And then I've got a show in London.
Nice.
And Glasgow. And then I head home to Melbourne and play 3 shows and then finish off my album.
Ah, yeah, that's what I was going for.
That's where I'm heading. And then releasing the debut album start of next year.
Yeah. So the recording process is done or?
I'm like halfway done.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. We're looking forward to that LP already now.
I'll have to come back over.
Yeah, you have to come back over. You know where we live right now.
I do.
Just visit us, you know?
I'm back.
I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Let's listen to I'll Never Wanna BF.
Yes.
And then we'll meet each other again tonight at Fluxbau.
Done.
Beck Sandridge, thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Bye.